BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The Public Service Association is calling for urgent security upgrades at healthcare facilities in Umlazi. After hijacking this week, staff members were left traumatized when a UKZN vehicle was taken at gunpoint at a clinic in J Section. The PSA's Mlungisi Ndlovu says it's time calls to improve security at healthcare facilities in Umlazi and across the province are taken seriously. He's urging local communities to protect public resources.
This traumatic incident has left staff psychologically shaken and afraid to report for duty. It is not an isolated event, but rather than part of a worrying trend. There are some of the clinics that are affected, like H Clinic, L Clinic, including K and all other clinics. As a result, some of our members are now applying outside of Umlazi because they are now afraid to work in those conditions.
Police are investigating cases of carjacking and kidnapping. A Johannesburg woman who's accused of the murder of her 11-year-old son is expected to appear for bail today. It will be Tiffany Meek's second appearance before the Roodepoort Magistrates Court. The 31-year-old was arrested last week in connection with the murder of her son, Jaden Lee, in Vlugerhof, west of Johannesburg. Cliff Shikos compiled this report for Newswatch.
Jaden Lee Meek's body was found with bruises at his residential complex in May this year after he was reported missing shortly after coming back from school. Police investigation indicates that the child suffered blunt force trauma and the mother allegedly staged the crime scene to mislead investigators. During her court appearance on Monday, Tiffany Meek shed some tears when the prosecutor read out charges against her, which include murder and defeating the ends of justice. Cliff Shiko, Roodepoort.
Acting Police Minister Gwena Mantashe says the corruption allegations facing the police force must not distract officers from their core duty to protect and uphold the law. He says he's confident that a commission of inquiry set up by President Cyril Ramaphosa will pave the way for justice and accountability.
The leadership of the police is under intense public scrutiny. We await the commencement of that process. Very important principle that if you are accused, you have a right that you acquire immediately to actually clear your name, respond to the allegations. This appointment of the Joint Commission of Inquiry affirms that principle.
He was tabling the police department's budget vote for the 2025-26 financial year at the NCOP yesterday. Mantashe, who is also the Minister of Mineral and Petroleum Resources, took over the police portfolio after Senzo Mkhunu was placed on special leave. He and other senior officers have been accused by KZN Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mganazi of political interference in investigations. And Syria's troops have pulled out of the violence-ravaged city of Sweida following orders by the government. A war monitor has raised the death toll after days of intense clashes there to nearly 600 people. A city home to Syria's Druze minority has been rocked by violence since Sunday, with reports of hundreds killed in fierce fighting with Sunni Bedouin tribes, the army and Israel's military. Israel has launched airstrikes in Sweida and struck areas in and around Damascus. The Syrian president hit out as Israel's military intervention, warning that continued interference in the country's internal affairs could further complicate the regional situation. Back home, we've got a high of 20 degrees in Durban today, Maritzburg 15, Richards Bay 22. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, South Africa's Christian Bezuidenhout is off to a flyer at the Open Championship in Royal Port Rush. We'll hear from the weekend special, Apelele Fassie, ahead of their match against Georgia. That's the Springboks match against Georgia in Bombela on Saturday. And KZN schoolboy Uzikithelo Siyaya scores a hat-trick as the SA school side beats the SAA side in Middelburg